SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today we invite you to listen to a special Christmas program from the pen of George Grunz and performed in the ancient castle of Tarasp in southeastern Switzerland.
Swiss composer and jazz pianist George Grunz has written especially for this program a work which he calls Jazz on a Holy Night, and which he'll perform himself at the piano, electric piano and synthesizer, together with Hannes Meyer at the organ. George Grunz, who was born in Basel in 1932, is truly an outstanding all-round musician. As one of Europe's leading jazzmen, he has performed successfully all over the world. In addition to his jazz compositions, he has also written music for a wide range of theater, film, ballet, concert, and TV productions. George Grunz is musical director of the Zurich Playhouse and of the International Jazz Days of Berlin. Organist Hannes Meyer was born in Zurich in 1939, the son of a pastor. He has traveled widely as both performer and teacher, giving master courses in many of the European organ centers. Hannes Meyer has an astounding command of organ literature from earliest music to the most modern compositions. He frequently composes himself, and like George Grunz, he is a virtuoso performer and an excellent improviser. The setting for the special Christmas program is one of Switzerland's most stately castles. Perched on a lofty rock, the castle of Tarasp is located in the lower Engadine region of Graubünden, the easternmost Swiss canton bordering Austria. Set in a landscape of unspoiled natural beauty, Tarasp itself is a small village and renowned alpine spa. The most striking features of the castle are its bold exterior, richly appointed apartments, and fine collections of art and antiques. Of particular interest to music lovers are the two instruments in the banqueting hall at Tarasp Castle. One is a grand piano, used often by the late British composer Benjamin Britten, a friend of the present owners of the castle, the grand ducal family of Rhine-Hesse. And the second instrument is an organ, installed by German industrialist Dr. Karl Lingner, who purchased the castle of Tarasp at the turn of the century and spent vast sums of money on restoring the property. This organ is one of the most original in Switzerland. It has 43 registers, 3 manuals, and some 2,500 pipes, the longest 16 feet in length, the shortest the size of a pencil, concealed behind the mural decorations of the splendid banqueting room and even in the staircase leading up to it. And now, George Grunz and Hannes Meyer with Jazz on a Holy Night, a musical dialogue for Christmas between a jazz pianist and a church organist. Being a musician who is very much involved in the moods of our time, George Grunz, with his work, does not wish to convey a pastoral picture of the Nativity, but tries to penetrate to the very core of the Christmas story and its real significance even today. This he does in a musical language, making use of different forms of expression, including jazz. The first movement, Christ is Born, Salvation's Yet to be Achieved, expresses with its ostinato figure a rather ominous warning to the world that even though Christ died for us on the cross, it is man himself who must overcome his own sins and evils. In the face of man's pathos and often trivial sentimentality about the birth of Christ, as Swiss writer Robert Walser once wrote, it sometimes occurs that Jesus smiles, gently, with wondrous understanding and calming as the night. Jesus smiles. under the Christmas tree, the question comes to mind, who was Jesus? A revolutionary, so says poet Peter Maywald, for he preached love also to his enemies. And what happened to him? They nailed him to the cross.
Thank you.
The work ends on a conciliatory note, as jazz in its fundamental form and the eternal Christ meet. Blues for the Christ Child reminds us that the message of the birth of Jesus is for everyone and forever. Peace among all men of good faith.
You've just heard Jazz on a Holy Night, written by George Gruntz and performed by the composer in a musical dialogue with organist Hannes Meyer. This program was especially commissioned by Swiss Radio International and was part of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica.